Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
46033.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
Sarah Wong, W-O-N-G, last name.
Thank you. All right, and if you'll please verify your address.
13015 Brookshire Parkway, Carmel, Indiana, 46033.
All right, thank you. I've located this account. Give me 1 second to look over the account details. Okay. And while I look over the details, may I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I saw the charge on my account every month, the last 3 months, $56 something. So I just want to double check. Is that this for the Northfield Church, the pledge fund?
All right. Let's see. This looks like it is for a this is for a facial cleanse. Right. It looks like you paid the shipping and handling. 1 second, I'll get more details for you. All right, so this was, 1 second. Yeah, so this was actually, and I do apologize. So this was actually an entry, a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club for a facial cleanse.
No, I never signed up for that.
Okay. All right, how would you like me to handle the account today?
Please, give me the refund and then delete that. I never sign up anything. Facial cleanse, no.
Okay, yeah, a facial cleanser. All right. I've canceled the account. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Hold on a second.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Give me a second. Let me get into my credit card because I look at it and then it does charge me quite a few times. So will I get those refunds too?
All right. Let me see how I'm able to help you here. It does look like this is a valid charge, but I have canceled the account. And as a courtesy, it sounds like there was a misunderstanding. So I can apply a 35% refund to that charge. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. That's off of the last 35. Charge.
Mm-hmm. The last charge only, no. I don't know.
Yeah, so it looks like it was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. Now, that club buys you a $125 e-gift voucher each month. All right. So
no, I never get anything like that.
Okay. I'm taking a look. 1 second. All right. And I have a tracking number, but due to the length of time that's passed, that information may not be valid. So did you are you saying that you never placed the order to begin with?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
All right. So if you'll hang on, I'll transfer you over to the fraud department, and they'll be able to assist you with this, okay? All right, but whenever you're ready, I do have that cancellation number.
Okay. What's the cancellation number?
All right, that number is C as in cancel.
Mm-hmm.
1 second, let me get back there. I changed my page. There we go. Okay, C as in cancel, 260-519-545.
260-519-545, and it's
yes.
Up to C.
Yes, okay. That's That's the cancellation number. So I'm waiting for a transfer. I'll have you transferred over to the fraud department. They'll be able to assist you further. Okay, so
okay.
1 second, please. And in just a second here, I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing. I'll let you know right before I transfer the line.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line.